Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a warpable jungle drum bus in Ableton Live 12 using macro controls, and we're going to do it in a way that actually feels useful for real drum and bass production. Now, if that sounds a little advanced, don't worry, we're keeping this beginner-friendly. The goal here is not to build some crazy overcomplicated mastering chain. The goal is to make your drums feel alive, controlled, and ready to move with the arrangement. In drum and bass, drums are not just background timekeeping. They are part of the hook, especially in jungle, rollers, darker half-time sections, and neuro-inspired drops. Your drum bus often needs to shift from tight and dry to wide, gritty, and explosive. Macro controls make that easy, because instead of opening 10 devices every time you want a change, you get a few powerful knobs that can reshape the whole energy of the drums. So let's think like a producer and a mastering-minded mixer at the same time. A good drum bus gives you punch without crushing everything. Better separation from the sub, more movement in the drop, and safer headroom before the final limiter stage. That's the big picture. First, start with a solid drum loop. For practice, use a 1-bar or 2-bar jungle or DNB loop. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, maybe some ghost notes or chopped break pieces in between, and a hat or ride pattern for motion. Put all your drum elements into a group track and name it Drum Bus. That group track becomes your control center. One of the first habits to build in Ableton is to treat a drum group like a performance instrument, not just a folder. That mindset is huge. Also, keep the raw loop a little quieter than you think you need. Give yourself headroom. That way the processing inside the bus can do its job, without slamming into overload too early. Next, drop an audio effect rack onto that drum bus group track. This rack is the heart of the lesson. It lets us map multiple effects to one macro control, which is perfect for building a drum bus that can morph over time. Inside the rack, add a simple stock device chain. Use EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, auto filter, and if you want a little space, maybe hybrid reverb or regular reverb. Keep it simple. We are not trying to finish the mix here. We are building a controllable drum character layer. Before mapping macros, set sensible starting points. On EQ8, put a gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clear out sub-rumble. On drum bus, heap drive around 5 to 15%, transients around plus 5 to plus 20 and keep boom low or off at first. On saturator, turn soft clip on and use about 2 to 5 dB of drive. On the compressor or glue compressor, aim for light glue only, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. On auto filter, keep it wide open for now, around 18 to 20 kHz, so it's basically neutral until you automate it. Why start this clean? Because jungle and roller drums need transient contrast. If you crush the bus too hard too early, the groove gets flat and the swing disappears. That snappy shape is part of the energy. Now let's build the first macro. Call it tight to dirty, or clean to grit. Whatever makes sense to you. Map this macro to saturator drive, drum bus drive, the glue compressor threshold, and maybe a gentle EQ tone shift if needed, like a small high shelf change. The idea is simple. At the clean end, the drums stay fairly transparent. As you turn the macro up, the bus gets more aggressive, more saturated, and a little more glued. A good beginner range is something like 0 to plus 6 dB on the saturator, 0 to 20% on drum bus drive, and maybe 0 to 3 dB of gain reduction from the compressor. You want this to be clearly audible. Don't make the range so tiny that you can barely hear it. In DNB, contrast matters. The clean position should feel different from the heavy position. This macro is fantastic for arrangement movement. You can automate it over 4 or 8 bars, and suddenly a loop that felt static starts breathing. Next, create a punch to wash macro. This one controls how forward or soft the drums feel. Map drum bus transients, compressor attack and release, and maybe a tiny EQ boost in the 2 to 5 kHz area if you need more crack. If you want, you can also map a little auto filter resonance, but keep that subtle. For the compressor, stay gentle. A fast attack can reduce punch, and in DNB, the snare and break transient are part of the excitement. You want to shape the attack, not erase it. A nice range might be around 1 to 10 milliseconds for attack, and around 50 to 150 milliseconds for release, depending on what feels musical. This macro is especially useful when the drums need to cut through a dense bass line or atmosphere. If the groove feels too soft, open this macro up and let the transients speak. Now let's add the space macro. This is your tension and transition control. Map reverb dry slash wet, reverb decay time, and auto filter cutoff. If you use a delay send elsewhere, you can include that too, but for now, keep it simple. Use this macro sparingly. In drum and bass, space works best as contrast. That means before a fill, during a breakdown, on the last hit, before a drop, or on the second bar of a call and response phrase. You usually don't want the whole drum bus swimming in reverb all the time. A safe starting range would be 0 to about 12% wet, decay from about 0.4 seconds to 1.4 seconds, and maybe a filter cutoff moving from open to somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz when you want it darker and more tucked in. One really useful trick here is to use this macro to create anticipation. For example, in an 8-bar drop, keep the drum bus dry for the first 4 bars, then open the space macro a little on bar 5 or bar 7. That makes the next section feel bigger without changing the actual drum pattern. Now for a very important one, the width to mono safety macro. This one helps you widen the top end without messing up club translation. Map utility width and maybe a touch of EQ for the high band. You can also include a very subtle auto pan on hats, but use that carefully. A good range might be 90% to 140% width, but do not widen the low end aggressively. Keep the kick and snare centered. That is a major rule in DNB. The sub and the core drum impact need to stay solid in the middle. Here's the mastering style thought. If the low end or low mids get too wide, your limiter later can smear the impact. So use width for hats, break texture, and top end energy, not for the kick body. Always check this in mono sometimes. If the kick and snare still hit clearly in mono, you're in a good place. Next, add a tone macro. This is great for dark to bright movement. Map EQA high shelf and auto filter cutoff, and if needed, a tiny cut or boost in the harsh zone around 3 to 6 kHz. This macro can darken the drums for an intro, then open them up for the drop. A nice tonal range might be a darker low pass around 8 to 12 kHz, then opening back up to 16 or 20 kHz. This can make a loop feel like it's moving toward the drop, even if the pattern stays the same. That's one of the coolest things about macro control. You can create arrangement movement with sound design changes, not just note changes. Now let's put the rack into an actual song shape. A simple beginner arrangement could be 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of first drop, 8 bars of breakdown, and 16 bars of second drop. For the intro, keep the drums tight, clean, and slightly filtered. For the end of the intro, start opening the tone macro and maybe add a little space on the last 2 bars. For the first drop, bring the punch macro up a bit and move tight to dirty to a medium setting. Then in the second half of the drop, increase grit and width slightly to keep things evolving. For the breakdown, reduce punch, close the filter, and let a little reverb tail sit there so the transition feels emotional and spacious. For the second drop, push the macros more aggressively, but keep the kick and snare centered. That's how you get bigger energy without losing control. One important production tip. Don't just jump the macros instantly. Draw smooth automation ramps over half a bar to 2 bars. That sounds much more musical and much less like you just slapped on an effect. Now let's talk about the mastering mindset again. Even though this isn't final mastering, you should still be watching the drum bus like it matters. Check the peak level. Check the balance against the bass line and sub. Check mono compatibility. Listen for harshness in the 3 to 8 kHz range, and ask yourself whether the drum bus is already fighting the limiter before you even get there. In DNB, a cleaner pre-master often sounds bigger than a super compressed one. So if the drum bus is slamming too hard, just pull the output of the rack down a few dB. Keep space for the rest of the mix. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. 1. Making the drum bus too aggressive too early. If that happens, back off the drive and reduce compressor gain reduction. Keep a clean version available. 2. Widening the low end. Don't do it. Keep the bottom centered. 3. Using too much reverb. DNB needs clarity. Use small amounts and automate them for transitions. 4. Losing the snare snap. If that happens, reduce compression, add a little transient punch, or back off saturation. 5. Automating too many things at once. Start with 3 to 5 strong macro moves. That's enough to make a difference and much easier to control. Now, a few coach-style tips that will really help. Use the rack as a performance tool, not just a fix. Move the macros while the loop is playing and listen for sweet spots where the groove feels more urgent, not just louder. Keep one macro conservative. I'd make width or reverb your safe macro, so you always have a version that translates well on small speakers. You can also map one macro to multiple subtle changes at once. For example, one macro can darken the top end, reduce reverb, and slightly increase saturation together. that often sounds more intentional than a huge swing in one parameter, and always check the kick and snare at low volume. If they still read clearly when the speakers are quiet, your bus processing is probably helping the groove instead of hurting it. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right away. Load a one-bar jungle or roller drum loop into a group track. Add an audio effect rack with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, auto filter, and optionally reverb. Create 4 macros, tight to dirty, punch to wash, space, and tone. Make each macro clearly change the sound. Then write a simple 8-bar loop. Keep bars 1 through 4 clean, and make bars 5 through 8 more saturated and slightly wider. Automate at least 2 macros across those 8 bars. Then flip to mono and check whether the kick and snare still hit. Export a quick bounce and listen back at low volume. Ask yourself, does the drum bus feel more alive than the original loop?